another is a KTM advertiser helping out a man who is incredibly selfless, who is so busy helping others he forgot to, well, help himself. And we'll hear about that coming up in just a little while as well. Great to see you, Victoria Tapp. Monday afternoon, it's gorgeous outside. Beauteous. I got out there and walked my nephew today. This is a great news story about those kids. Here's another one for you. Okay, so I hear from a friend of a friend that one guy who's one of the most selfless people ever needed some help. Hugh, who is a guy who is overseer of the Iraq War Heroes website, goes to every funeral. He drives himself to the funerals in the northwestern portion of the United States, and he does it on his own dime. He does take lots and lots of donations if you'd like to give him any money whatsoever to buy gas and that sort of thing. But he goes and takes pictures, and he keeps up this website, which honors our fallen. Hugh, thanks very much for being on the Victoria Tapp Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Hugh, so what happened there? What's the deal with your furnace?
Well, I got a friend, his name's Noah, and I think, and he contacted you. I had asked him a couple of days ago if he could give me a ride in his pickup, because I found some free wood I can get out in Candy that I've been using my fireplaces. It's not very efficient, I only heat some wood. Yeah, my furnace stopped working last January, and I haven't had the time to get to it. Every time I do save up some money, I'm out on another mission, and I've done over 200 of them now, unfortunately, and it's driven my trust. So he wrote you a letter. He decided to write the letter and let you know that, I need some help with the furnace. And earlier, a couple of hours ago, a gentleman by the name of Scott from AAA came by and took a look at my furnace. He kind of suspected the same thing I did. His father was a motor blower, blower motor. And so he's on it, and he's got it started again. It was getting stuck for some reason. It's old. It's like 30 years old. And he said he's going to keep an eye open for a used one, you know, because they're always upgrading people's furnaces.
Sure.
Get a used motor and put one in there.
So
right now, it seems to be working.
And you have some heat?
Yeah.
And you don't have to start a fire tonight?
Possibly not. I will let it stay. Right now, the sun has actually been heating up the house some, so...
Nice.
We did three tests by cranking up the heat really high, and it did stick on its own, so let's hope it works tonight when the temperature's dropping in.
So our friends over at AAA Heating and Cooling came by. Our friend Buck came over, got your motor started again, and got that thing cranked up and going.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell he's a professional.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
His whole attitude and just a nice guy, right? I mean, he got right to it. I mean, he knew what he was doing.
But,
yeah, it was grateful for that.
Well, Q, it sounds like they're going to fix you up with a used motor, which will be brand new to you anyway, so it'll work even better than the one you have now.
Well, I appreciate any help I can get.
So, how do people help you? Do they just go to IraqWarHeroes.org? And,
the website, go to IraqWarHeroes.org or .com, and they can click on the Please Help Me link, which, gives people options. I mean, just help spreading the word about the website, letting people know who our fallen heroes are. That right there alone helps, because, we can't forget these guys.
Don't let the memory of them drift away, is what you say, but why do you do this, Q?
Why do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them forgotten. I've got memories from friends that served in Nam, and how they got treated, and how they got traumatized, and how many of them have still not returned home. I mean, they came home, but they never got welcomed home. And when this war started about 5 years ago now, I made a commitment to honor those that give their all, that serve in this particular war. And I was going to make sure people don't forget. And the technology is there for me to do this. And in 2003, got a list at a funeral home. He asked me if I could send take some pictures for a family who lost a soldier over in Iraq. And I was using one of their floppy disk cameras back then, and I brought along 200 floppy disks, and I photographed this for the mom, and they were so happy. So I'm thinking, you know, this is another way that I can kind of pay back to the sacrifice the family has made. And since then, you know, I've traveled thousands and thousands and thousands of miles, and over 200 nations for families.
So you go and you take pictures. You put them on. You do that for the family. You also do it for your website, so people don't remember.
Everything pretty much on my website is all manual. Every time I add a name, I add manually a page. And the photos, I put out non-family photos, and I post on the website. Because, you know, a lot of times, they don't really want the grieving families not on the news.
No.
The first place that comes to me, and I said, that's a no-no. And the only time I post families, when they actually request it, when they want the pictures posted, that's that.
The Washington
pictures all go to them.
The Washington State VA has just said, is giving you an honor, hasn't it, too?
Right. Yeah, they had a thing out there asking people to nominate people that do things for veterans. And today I received a letter, and I'll go ahead and read it. It says, on behalf of nearly 670,628 veterans and 1 million family members of this state, we want to express our personal appreciation to you for your exemplary efforts on their behalf. The enclosed honorable mention certificate as one of the outstanding veteran volunteers for service to veterans of 2007 is a token of our appreciation. Veterans and their families are special people. Their unselfish contribution enables us to enjoy the personal freedoms we all cherish. Veterans and veterans advocates have long had a reputation for taking care of their own, and your efforts are a testimony of this. Your empathy and the unselfish fashion in which you give time, resources, and devotion has served as an example of inspiration to all of us. Thank you for all that you do, and please accept this certificate as gratitude for our efforts. Sincerely, John Lever, Director of Department of Veterans Affairs, and William Shearer, Chairman of Veterans Affairs Advisory Committee.
Well, it's very nice of him to recognize you.
I received this in the mail today, just a few minutes before, without having talked to Washington News and watching Lieutenant Murphy received his Just Award Medal of Honor. And you know, that made me feel so much more special, shall we say, because, you know, I don't know how to explain that.
To everything you do, we appreciate and hope that your furnace makes us feel nice, and we thank AAA Heating and Cooling for going out there and getting that thing fired up and for looking out for some new parts for you.
I appreciate them, and I appreciate what you do, and Noah, if you're listening, all that time.
Hugh, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. He keeps IraqWarHeroes.org or .com. Those are his websites, and he keeps track of those who have lost their lives, fallen.